up today how to identify the financial and economic stories that are causing concern and confusion, cut through all the noise, and offer you some peace of mind in your retirement planning journey. Keep it right there on Kelly's Bull Market News.
Welcome in to Kelly's Bull Market News with Kelly Slott.
Because there is always a reason to be bullish. Kelly's Bull Market News and Kelly Slott, the owner, CEO of California Wealth Advisors, the author of the book, The Great Retirement Mystery. That is available at CaliforniaWealthAdvisors.com. Also, Kelly encourages you to follow California Wealth Advisors on Facebook and LinkedIn and check that events tab at CaliforniaWealthAdvisors.com. If you are an accredited investor, you will be interested in the upcoming webinar, June 27th. That's going to be on private placements and alternatives. Also, this is open to the public, and it's an overall economic update with Dr. Joanne Feeney. That'll be July 11th. You can get signed up and registered at CaliforniaWealthAdvisors.com. Click the events tab. Kelly, what do we have in store for the show today?
Yeah, before I jump into the show, Dr. Feeney is one of my very dear friends, and she is constantly on CNN and Fox News, Fox Business, all those shows. She does all of those shows. So a lot of you listeners out there might know who she is.
Okay.
So I'm very pleased to have her on the calendar and doing a seminar with us and our clients. So I'm very pleased for
that. Sounds great.
Yeah.
She's going to do like an overall economic view.
She is, yeah. She's going to go over what's going on in the markets now, what she sees coming our way, depending on where you are in your particular financial position. She'll kind of cover what might benefit you, what might not. So I think it'll be really, we've done many together over the years, and she's just always so insightful, and their firm is amazing. So love having her on the show. That's for sure.
Absolutely. Well, what's coming up on this show?
Yeah, so today's show. So it's going to be fun and interesting, I think, this first segment especially, because we're going to go over some confusing areas of monetary policy. I think that'll be really fun to talk about, and what's going on with markets and monetary policy. So let's have some fun with that one. Then we're going to do what are the correct rates of withdrawals you should have on your accounts, especially when you get into retirement. Is it the 4% rule? Is it more than that, less than that? What works for you? So we're going to cover some of that. And then our third segment today is we're going to talk about what about Social Security and when to take it, and what's appropriate for you. That's on a lot of folks' minds that I talk to. So we're going to go over that segment as well. Then our final segment, questions from listeners. Love that. We're going to talk about creating income streams, tax advantages for you, how to save taxes. Many of my clients ask me those kinds of questions all the time. So we're going to cover that a lot in our final segment. So should be a great show today. I'm looking forward to it.
No doubt, and an interesting beginning. There is a new clip making the rounds and going viral on social media. It features Jared Bernstein, chair of the United States Council of Economic Advisors. He's attempting to explain monetary policy. He was filming a piece for a documentary, Finding the Money, and it may leave us with more questions than answers.
Like you said, they print the dollar. So why does the government even borrow?
Well, some of this stuff gets, some of the language and concepts are just confusing. I mean, the government definitely prints money, and it definitely lends that money, which is why the government definitely prints money, and then it lends that money by selling bonds. Is that what they do? Sell bonds. Yeah, they sell bonds, right? Since they sell bonds and people buy the bonds and lend them the money. Yes.
Since this was a documentary, Mr. Bernstein, can I introduce you to editing? New concept there. My goodness, Kelly.
Well, how about you're clear on what you're trying to say? So no wonder people are confused, right? I mean, it doesn't sound too sure of himself, that's for sure. So I worry about that. We've got to have people that really know what they're doing as far as explaining what the government does, printing money, selling the bonds. Is that a good thing? And in my view, when you print money and then you sell the bonds, that's not good. Those are not good situations. situations, you're spending more than you're actually making, right? Which is what I try and teach people all the time, Dave, is let's not spend more than we're making.
Yeah.
So if that's true in our personal lives, it should also be true in how the government manages its money as well. So, boy, you just really have to be careful with your own personal finances. There's, you know, we can change things in the government by how we vote, I suppose. But in your own personal finances, let's make sure we're actually living below what we're earning. I think that's a better policy for anyone and everyone to go by. So let's make sure your financial house is in order, even though I'm not sure that gentleman knew what he was talking about.
Well, we have another one coming up. Stay tuned. But first, to get in touch with Kelly, 800-810-8060. Well, it's Jared Bernstein, part two.
So, a lot of times, at least to my ear with MMT, the language and the concepts can be kind of unnecessarily confusing, but there is no question that the government prints money and then it uses that money to, I can't really talk, I don't get it. I don't know what they're talking about, like, because it's like, the government clearly prints money, it does it all the time, and it clearly borrows. Otherwise, we wouldn't be having this debt and deficit conversation. So I don't think there's anything confusing there.
Well, we know it prints and borrows. We know that it's created some challenges for us, no doubt.
Yeah, well, I'm not so sure printing money and then lending that money is a good policy, right? Let's just go there. So there's a lot of confusing news, people out there talking about different things. And again, I'm going to bring it back to what are you doing in your particular portfolio? What are you doing in your financial house? Because I think that's the most important thing here. You don't spend more than you make. Right, and I guess that's, it should be government doing that, and it should be us doing that in our individual financial houses as well. So let's just make sure we're covered with all of this. Make sure that you've got somebody on your side. California Wealth Advisors is here to help all of you that don't know how to manage through all of this stuff, how to look at actually, it's interesting. Dr. Feeney will talk about monetary policy when she starts speaking with us on the July 11th webinar I'm going to have. She's very good at that too. So I think that will make things a little clearer when we listen to her, because at least she totally knows about what she's talking about.
I look forward to it. Yeah, you know, I noticed you had jotted down the debt clock, and if you really want to get dizzy and concerned, you can go to that. And that, I mean, we're dealing with a lot of challenges, Kelly, like inflation and et cetera.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, it's a concern, right? People are concerned about the markets. They're concerned about debt. They're concerned about income in retirement. They're concerned about legacy passing, right? All these different things are of concern to people, as they should be, right? This is your financial house we want to take care of here. So we want to set up ourselves for success. And the way we want to do that is actually having our investment dollars working for us, right? Your 401ks, your trust accounts. And to get some more assurance in our portfolios, unlike listening to Mr. Jared there, it was a really good idea for part of your portfolio to set yourself up for guaranteed income for life, for guaranteed downside protection. I think that is a key part of any person's financial portfolio as an overall view. Do I put all of the money there? No, because we do want to have some growth. We do want to keep up with inflation, of course, when it comes our way. So having an overall financial view for you and having different things in your particular portfolio is good. And so I think a critical error that's becoming that happens with folks is they become hyper focused on the headlines, and they worry, that they have fears, they have concerns that end up eclipsing their needs, their wants, their goals, their progress toward their personal financial goals. They get scared, in other words. Mm-hmm. And I have a lot of people come to me and they say, well, I'm scared. And I don't blame them. But I think having a plan, having diversification, is brilliant in your particular psyche, if you will, to make sure you have a comfortable retirement, to make sure you have comfort in everything that you're doing out there. So the reality ends up being that the retirement decisions should never be dictated on market performance or economic environments. You should have a focus on your overall financial situation for retirement, for navigating the needs that you have coming to you, whether you're going to retire soon or later, or inherited funds you perhaps want to go to your heirs, the income needs that you have, taxable, tax-free, mitigating any gains that you might have if you sell a property, if you have a business that you're selling. We want to have a plan. And I think that's the best thing I can say to all of you out there listening. You want to have a roadmap for yourself, whether it's retirement planning or planning. Again, legacy passing is one of the big things we do here as well. So painting this picture for yourself can't be more important. And having that tailored, personalized service for yourself is key. It's absolutely key. So diversification, having a plan, implementing the plan, have somebody like us on your side that's managing the plan. I think maybe I should add that is my new thing, is managing the plan. Have
exactly.
a plan, have a diversification, then have management of the plan too.
And reviewing.
Well, absolutely. And so we constantly review our portfolios with folks. We're very well known for that. And unfortunately, I have a lot of people come to me, Dave, and they say, oh, my advisor never calls me.
Oh,
and it's
bad.
Like, yeah, that's too bad, right? It's like, no, we're here to help you. We're here to go over your plan and make sure it's the right plan for you and that you've actually got diversification in your portfolio. And it's, again, being professionally managed. So I think that's huge. It's too important, right? This is vitally important to all
well,
the listeners knowing, out there.
Knowing is important and
well,
being
yes.
aware.
Yes, and that's by having a plan, right? But, you know, the first part of that is knowing. Okay, well, that's why one of the first questions I ask people is, what's your budget? You have to know this, right? And that's what I'm going to manage your assets. That's my second question is, what assets do you have? And how can I create income for you? How can I create that budget that you need? And it's different for everyone. It really is. So, like I say so many times, people come to me, they have a lack of confidence, they're very insecure with their portfolios, they need direction, they need diversification, they need some planning, and then professional management along the way too. And that is what we do all day, every day. We love doing it. We're going to create a plan for you. Once it's executed, we want you to feel like you're walking away with confidence and clarity about your financial future. And the way we do that is through our mass proprietary process. We don't put all eggs in one basket. We don't have your $1 million, $2 million, $5 million in your 401k or your trust accounts all in the stock markets. That's the M part of my mass proprietary process. That's wonderful to have some assets there, but not all. And so I look at A, that's the A part of my mass proprietary process. That's alternatives. And we do have some seminars coming up on those. Go to my website and check when I'm going to have those. And then S is safe money. That's when you say, hey, I don't want to lose any money. I want part of my portfolio that's never going to lose any money. Again, this is what we professionally do. So if you have $1 million, $2 million, $10 million, anywhere in between, and you really do need that professional wealth management on your side, I like that first meeting to be either in my Anaheim office or my Santa Barbara office. But call today. My staff is waiting for your call. Love to try and help you through all these monetary problems that are out there.
It's a comprehensive review you can claim for yourself and come get a clearer picture of your financial life, wherever you are in your financial life. 800-810-8060. 800-810-8060. And you can text as well. Just text CWA to 800-810-8060. It's Kelly's Bull Market News with Kelly Slaught, and we're just getting started with the show. Quick break. More to come. Kelly, what's next?
Yeah, this will be fun. We have two retirement planning gurus who are butting heads about the issues of retirement planning and investing. What is the bottom line here? We cover that and more when we come right back. Keep it right there.
We're back with Kelly's Bull Market News. CaliforniaWealthAdvisors.com. That's an important website. So much there. Radio tab here, the podcast. Click resources. You can actually see past webinars. Click the events tab and get signed up for upcoming webinars. For accredited investors only, June 27th on private placements and alternatives. And then July 11th, this one's going to be open to the public. Kelly was talking about her good friend, Dr. Joanne Feeney, who will be the guest on this. She's been on a lot of of national shows. She's going to be giving an overall view of the economy. So that is, again, that's coming up July 11th and open to the public. Get signed up at CaliforniaWealthAdvisors.com and follow California Wealth Advisors on Facebook and LinkedIn. Well, in this corner, we have Dave Ramsey. And in this corner, Susie Orman. It's going to be kind of the battle here of the two over the 4% rule. You've talked about the 4% rule and how that's changed and our thinking has changed on that. Well, we've got two financial gurus weighing in, Dave Ramsey, Susie Orman. And here, let's go ahead and kick it off with Dave Ramsey, and then you can comment on it. He was actually shocked on his show to learn that one of his co-hosts had endorsed a 3% rule. So let's listen to that.
I don't know what the hell George is doing a 3% withdrawal rate, because that's just wrong. You don't need to have a 3% withdrawal rate. That's ridiculous. And the S&P has averaged 11.8. And if inflation for the last 80 years has averaged 4%, if you make 12 and you need to leave 4% in there for inflation raises, that leaves you 8. I'm perfectly comfortable drawing 8. But if you want to be a little bit conservative, 7, but sure not 5 or 3.
We'll see what Susie Orman has to say about that in a moment. But what are your thoughts overall on the 4% rule?
Well, I think it's really interesting when you listen to these pundits talk about these different kind of rules out there. And Susie will have her comments in a minute. Because it doesn't matter what a rule, quote, a rule is, a 3% or a 4% rule. It depends on you. It depends on what you need out of the portfolio you have. And he quotes 11% in the S&P as a historical return. Well, that's over, and he even said, a 70-year period. Well, there's been periods of 10 years, 5 years that the S&P has performed way less than that. So if you're taking out 11% and all of a sudden the S&P in the year that you're retiring only yields 2% or is negative, well, guess what? That's not a great way to start your retirement, is it? So I don't rely on these guys to come up with the right plan for you. I rely on you. I rely on you, the listener, and what's in your particular portfolio and what your budget is, because everybody's budget is different. So go ahead and play Susie's clip, because I think I've got more to say.
Okay, and here's Susie Orman.
When you are invested in the stock market today and you are taking out 4% a year to live on, you're going to find yourself in big time trouble.
I think it doesn't work anymore. I think it's very dangerous. I think it should be lowered to at least 3%.
So Dave Ramsey says maybe 8. She says 3.
Well, Dave also said 11.
Oh, that's right.
He said 11 and maybe 7 or 8. So here's the thing. Again, what these pundits say, they can have certainly their opinions. It doesn't matter what they say. What matters is you. What matters is what do you need? So if you have, let's just take some numbers, just so everybody's on the same page here. So if you have $1 million in your 401k or $1 million in your trust account and you earn 4% on it, you're going to get $40,000 a year. Okay, so $40,000 a year, is that enough for you to live on? And if you say, hey, no, I need more than that. Okay, let's take 6%. If you have 6% on your $1 million, that's $60,000 a year. Is that enough for you? You might say, no, that's more than enough. I don't need that much. Or no, I need some more than that. So it just depends on you. It depends on how much dollars you have for us to look at to then create income for you. And markets are going to go up and down. There is no two ways about that. I can make a solid prediction about that. Markets go up and down. Returns go up and down as well. And that's why I like doing my mass proprietary process, because we have different types of returns in each one of those areas. M is the stock market. Yes, that's going to go up and down. A is alternatives. Those are a little more consistent with the income I've seen over the years in what they pay. And then if you want to be really, really safe, we go to the S part of our mass proprietary process. That's safe money. That's insured products. You can have income guaranteed for your life and or your spouse's life, and you can have downside protection there. I can't tell you that about markets, M. I can't tell you about even the alternatives, the A part, because those go up and down as well. So again, this all is predicated on you and not any rule that might be out there, because it may not apply to you. Maybe you only need 2% out of your portfolio because you have a lot of rental properties, or you're going to work some more, or whatever it is that you're going to do with your life. Again, you need to have somebody managing all of this for you, not just listening to gurus and you know, you really can't walk away with much when you listen to some of them, because it may not apply to you.
Right, exactly. And I know that's why Kelly takes a custom approach with everyone she works with, and that's wherever they are in their financial life. 800-810-8060. 800-810-8060. And that's to claim a comprehensive review for yourself. You could text as well, CWA, to 800-810-8060. And then, do you plan where they don't have to reinvent the wheel every year or whatever with whatever withdrawal rate that they have?
Well, yes, I try to. So this is why, and you mentioned this earlier, I do portfolio reviews so often. I have a client coming in a little later today. He's been a client for probably over 10 years, and he's now retired. And he says, okay, I need to relook at my portfolio because now I need to recreate that paycheck, and I want to make sure my assets are covering what I need. So today, it's a perfect example of what we do. I've helped him over the last 10 years grow his portfolio, do everything that he needed it to do over those 10 years, and now he's ready to retire, and now he's ready to create income off of the assets that he has with us, which is what we're going to do for him today. So it's so important to have this personalized for you. And having the 60-40 stock portfolios, the modern retirement theory that people used to go off of, 60% in stocks and 40% in bonds, as you're growing your portfolio, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50 years old, then you get 50 and 60 years old and you switch it to 60% bonds and 40% stocks. That's an old modern retirement theory. I do not agree with that, because there are a lot of other assets than just traded securities. And that's all that is. Those 60-40 rule, that's all traded securities. Mm-hmm. That's why I created my master proprietary process, right? Because I wanted to have people have different asset classes working for them through different markets. Because I don't have a crystal ball. Actually, I do have a crystal ball on my desk just for fun.
Just doesn't
but I
work.
Don't, it's a show. She doesn't always tell me what's
it's
going on.
It's for show.
It's right. For show. But I think it's so important to have diversification and have a plan and adjust the plan as you need. Like the client that's coming in today that's retiring. I'm going to adjust his plan that he's had because he's been in more growth mode over the last 10 years. So now we're going to make it more income mode. And that's what the personalized wealth management does for you. So those of you that need that, give us a call and get yourself on our calendar, because that's exactly what we do.
You know, when you hit the age as it stands now of 73, well, the government mandates a withdrawal rate at that point. What could we do now proactively, especially to make sure the tax hit doesn't hurt?
Well, again, it takes planning, right? So I like people to come to me at least five or 10 years before they retire, because then we can slowly manage towards what taxes you're going to have to pay on different things. And, you know, that you bring up a good point here is, where are your assets? What location are they? And what kind of taxes or gains are you going to have on each one of those assets? So are you going to pay capital gains? Maybe you're going to sell a piece of real estate and you're going to have capital gains. Are you going to have ordinary income by a job that you might have, or withdrawals, as you say, at 73 from your retirement accounts that's mandated? Or do you have tax-free income built in your portfolio for yourself? So knowing where your assets are, what kind of returns and tax implications in each one of these sections is just oh so important. And I see so many people not looking at any of that. They unfortunately think they can do it themselves, or they're listening to a robo-advisor, or they're listening to their brother's best friend. So it really depends on who you're listening to, right? That's why I wrote my book, The Great Retirement Mystery, How to Avoid the Six Biggest Blunders. And the retirement's in the title of my book, but the six biggest blunders are for anyone, whatever age you are. You could be 20, you could be 80. Those big blunders are what I see people do out there, and that's why I wanted to try and help people avoid some of those. So I put the six biggest ones in there. And again, listening to your brother's best friends, your sister's coworker, not necessarily the best advice to be had out there, right?
No.
It depends on who we're listening to. And even Susie Moore Orman, I'm not so sure sometimes that's appropriate either. So,
well, like you said, it's not one size fits all.
Right. And I think that's what they do. I think Susie Orman and Dave Ramsey, I mean, God bless them. They're trying to help people. And I think that's fantastic. But it is not one size fits all. It is not. And it shouldn't be, because we all come to the table with different needs, wants, and desires. We have different assets that we're coming to the table with. We have different income needs. We have different retirement needs. We have maybe want to leave assets to our heirs. And this is all different for everyone that sits in front of us, which is why I love what I do, because everybody that comes is so fun and so interesting and comes from different walks of life, right? So again, this is what we do all day, every day. We help people with their overall financial plan. We love doing it. We're passionate about doing it. We want to help as many people as we can, which is why we do the radio show, to help educate people out there, but also just to spread the word on, you know, there are things you can do in your overall financial house that will be helpful for you. So do you want to create a legacy that protect your assets, maybe are divorce proof and are staged for multiple generations? And so that's what we do. We look for ways to reflect your values, not just your money, but what do you want to do? We want to disinherit the IRS. I love saying that. Disinheriting the IRS, yeah, is so fun. So setting up that corporate family structure for yourself is really, really important. And that's what we do through our private client process, which we don't allow everyone in that. But it is really important. If you don't have a corporate family structure for yourself, you need to do it. So again, we become a coach, a cheerleader. We're on your side. We are a fiduciary. We're here to solve your problems and the challenges that we see. And a lot of times people come to us, frankly, and they don't know the problems and challenges that they have in their portfolio. They don't know the risk in their overall financial plan that might hit them at any drop of a moment, because life events happen to all of us and can challenge all of us at any one time. So we want to help mitigate some of that. So again, with our vast experience, our many years, our deep knowledge of this industry, that's what we bring to the table to try and help as many people as we possibly can. So if you have at least $2 million, $10 million, $100 million, or anywhere in between, and you really do need that personalized financial services on your side, that's what we do. We'd love to sit down with you in our Anaheim office or our Santa Barbara office and to see where we can help you, where the risks are that we see. So give us a call. My staff is waiting for your call right now.
At 800-810-8060. And just to give you an idea, when you call in, if you call, you'll reach Michael or Christopher or Christian to get a good time to get in front of Kelly for this comprehensive review. You can text, though, as well, and that would be CWA to 800-810-8060. Call or text CWA to 800-810-8060 for a great opportunity to come in and get a look at what your financial plan could be. Kelly, what's after the break on the show?
Yes, well, there are rules and there are exceptions to rules. Well, when it comes to retirement planning, there really should be no ambiguity. When we come back, we hit on a few important retirement rules and the exceptions to those rules. So stay tuned for more on Kelly's Bull Market News.
Because there's always a reason to be bullish. We're back with Kelly's Bull Market News. And as Kelly has said on the show, and she does stress this because it's important, when you get that plan, then you can get bullish. Knowing where you are and having a good sense and grasp of where you are in your financial life. Kelly's all about education with the podcast, with the radio show. If you go to resources at her website, CaliforniaWealthAdvisors.com, you can get a lot of information from previous podcasts. But also, if you click the events tab, you can get signed up for upcoming podcast June 27th. For accredited investors only on private placements and alternatives and open to the public, and featuring an economic update with Doctor of Economics, Dr. Joanne Feeney. That's July 11th, and that is, again, open to the public. Get signed up. Events tab, CaliforniaWealthAdvisors.com, and follow California Wealth Advisors on Facebook and LinkedIn. Well, Kelly keeps up with the rules, and there are plenty of rules in the retirement universe. There are so many rules, there are even exceptions to the rules and exceptions to the exceptions to the rules. We're going to run down some of these rules. I'm glad you keep up with this, Kelly, because, and they change too. Let's start with Social Security benefits. What are some of the general rules?
Well, so the general rules are you can start taking Social Security at 62. Doesn't mean you should, but that is the first age you can take it. And by the way, when they first started Social Security way back decades ago, you could start it at 62, but the life expectancy was 65.
Right.
These days, we're living in our 90s and even 100s, so Social Security was really never intended to last this long for folks. So anyway, that's an aside. But 62 is the first time you can take it. Doesn't mean you should. after you have a salary, ordinary income of over $22,000 plus, then they start taxing that. So 80% of Social Security can be taxed, becomes taxable potentially. Be aware of that. A lot of people think Social Security payments that they get are going to be tax-free. There's no taxes. It may be, but maybe not if you have other income streams coming in. So be aware of that.
Maybe Social Security has the most rules, but looking at when we claim and what are some of the rules within that?
Right. So the rule is that you should absolutely 100% take your Social Security by the time you're 70. Do not wait after that. I had a client recently I was chatting with, a new client, and he said, well, I'm 71, but I haven't started taking Social Security yet. I said, oh, no. You have to take it at 70. There is no benefit whatsoever. Now, from 62 to 70, there is a benefit. You get 8% more each year that you wait. So the full retirement dollars, if you will, from Social Security is at age 70.
Did he just miss out on a year's worth of benefits?
Yeah, I'm going to defer to Social Security on that. I think he probably did.
Wow, that's sad. That's a shame.
It's very sad. So this is, again, the professional wealth management that's on your side. This is what we do. We look at the risks in your entire financial house, and one of those risks is Social Security. When are you going to take it? When is the right time for you to take it? When is it most beneficial for you? And it's different for everyone. So again, taking Social Security after age 70, no benefit whatsoever. There is benefit before that. You get 8% more from 62 to 70. So just be aware of that and really work with a professional that knows what they're doing and can help you with this.
Yeah, and Kelly can actually help you maximize strategically your claiming strategies with Social Security. Now, we're going to bring some ages into these rules here regarding 401k withdrawals.
Yes. So the rule is that you can take money out of your 401k or your IRA, for that matter. I'll talk about IRAs in a minute, after age 59 and a half. So that means it's penalty free, because if you start taking money out when you're 40 or 50, for instance, there's a 10% extra tax you have to pay, as well as ordinary income, on any dollars you take out of that 401k. So again, you've got to be aware of this. Now, it doesn't mean you should take money out when you're 59 and a half, because sometimes, again, it depends on your budget and how much money you need off of this account. So, have the professional wealth management that we do on your side. It really is helpful and will save you a lot of heartache and probably a lot of taxes along the way, because we're going to take it out at the right time for you.
Yeah, that's 59 and a half opens some doors there. So you can certainly talk to Kelly about opportunities. She's always looking for opportunities for those she works with. 800-810-8060 for Kelly. 800-810-8060. So we've got, and I don't even think this is in here because it's not in effect yet. Well, actually, you do have it in here. Very good. You have the exception to the exception. But let's start with the age of 50 as far as your 401k and IRA.
Yeah. Right. So the age of 50. Okay. So the exception, well, let me start. The contribution limit for 401ks is $23,000 a year. The exception is if you're age 50 and older, you can kick in another $7,500 annually, which raises the contribution limit to $30,500. I will say here that if you participate in a 401k and your employer matches what you put in there, please do that. Please do that. That's free money for you. Even my own staff, some of them don't contribute to their 401ks. And I would match whatever they put in there up to a certain percentage, and they don't do it. And I wish they would, because that's how I see people build wealth. I will say that so often people come to me and they've got $1 million, $2 million, $5 million in their 401ks because they started early and they kept contributing to these accounts. I mean, my own daughter, God bless her, she's listening to her mother, and she is putting a lot of money away in her 401k. And she's in her 30s, and she's going to have a lot of money there by the time she retires at age 55, 60, whenever she decides to retire. Yeah, so I'm proud of her for that. But that's how I see people build wealth. So by all means, put money into these accounts. It benefits you.
And it's not just on the 401k. What about the IRA?
Yeah, so IRAs, the current $7,000 if you're under age 50, and it does go up $1,000 a year to $8,000 now if you're over age 50. So by all means, make sure that you're doing that. If you don't have a 401k, then do the IRAs. And that's true, by the way, for Roth IRAs. If you qualify for putting money into those, wonderful places to put money too. So, and there is an exception to the IRA rule. So January 1st, 2025, the catch-up contribution for IRAs is going to increase to $10,000 annually for those age 60 to 63.
Okay, there it is.
Which is great. Yeah, so I'm really glad that that's part of it, because again, this is where I see people build wealth. It really is putting money into these accounts, doing it year after year after year. So important for you.
Yeah.
That's how you're going to have money when you retire.
That was a good feature in Secure Act 2.0, because you're definitely, most people are definitely empty nesters at that point and maybe have more to put in. Okay, RMDs, the old required minimum distributions, old and new rule, what are they, Kelly?
Yeah, so the old rule is if you missed taking out money, the RMD is required minimum distributions, for those of you unaware. You have to take out a certain percentage each year of your retirement accounts once you reach certain ages. So if you failed to take out the required minimum distribution, then you used to face a 50% penalty on what you took out. So if you needed to take out $5,000, you then had to pay $2,500 in a penalty. It was awful.
Oh, yeah, so, tax and penalty, man.
Taxes and penalty. Yeah, you had to pay ordinary taxes on the $5,000 and then another penalty of $2,500. Awful. So they did make that a little bit better. So the reduced penalty is 25%. And then if you correct it in a timely manner, and again, I don't know what a timely manner necessarily means as far as the government goes, but if you take it out in a timely manner, the penalty goes down to 10%. So they did make that a bit better, which is good. So there's that. I mean, there are some benefits to the Secure Act 2.0.
Yeah. No doubt. There was, and you've covered that extensively on the show. So we've got the exceptions to the exception. We have any exceptions to the exceptions on RMDs?
Well, yeah. So the current RMD age is 73 until 2023, and then it's going to be raised again to age 75. So as you get older, you can take out money later. So a lot of people come to me and they're 73, 74, 75, and they really don't need the RMD money. They've got money elsewhere, Social Security or rental properties or something like that. So it's good that the age is increasing, as well as us living longer too. So I think that's a benefit too. There is a special exception here, inherited IRAs. Let's talk about those for a minute.
Oh yeah.
So anybody that's inherited IRAs after 2019 are required to fully distribute that money over a 10-year period of time. And then, of course, it's taxable when you take it out of there. A surviving spouse inherits the IRA, and it's not an inherited IRA. It's just an IRA. Mm-hmm. And then they're under the rules about being 73 and all of that. But inherited IRAs, that's meant like if I died tomorrow, my daughter might inherit my IRA. Well, she has to withdraw all those funds within 10-year period
wow.
of time.
And at that point, people, when they get those, are probably making more than they've ever made. Plus, they've got to get that out.
Yeah.
Think of the tax nightmare.
Yeah, so that's why I kind of like those Roths, because if I have a Roth and she inherits that, then that's tax-free to her, which is fabulous. So there are benefits to all these different types of accounts. So just make sure you're doing the right thing for yourself, right? That you actually have a plan for all of these different kinds of accounts that you have. Because, we all have different needs, wants, and desires from our accounts, what we need, what's important to us, right? And maybe it's important for you to protect your assets. And what are you doing to protect your assets? What are you looking at as far as risk goes in your overall financial house? This is part of our private client process. I look at the risk in your entire financial house that you don't even know could affect you. That's what the professional wealth management side of our business does, And then we look at your estate planning. What do you have there? Is it the proper paperwork that you have? We work with estate planning attorneys to help you with that. And then we create a family office, or we like to call it the vault, where we put all of your important documents. So if something should happen to you, your heirs, your loved ones will know to come to us, because we have all the documentation necessary to take care of you or to distribute your assets as needed. And of course, your investment dollars, that's part of our four pillars of financial wealth as well, because we want to make sure investment dollars are going to where you want them to be. They're not necessarily 100% in the stock market, which is why I have all these webinars that I have to educate you on different kinds of things available to you, different asset classes available to you. So if you're interested in any of this, of us helping you, sitting down with you, looking at risks that you might have in your portfolio, managing your assets, diversifying your assets, and creating plans, that's what we specialize in doing. So give us a call, get yourself on our calendar. I like that first meeting to be in my Anaheim office or my Santa Barbara office. Love to sit and chat with you. Call my office today.
And that is easy enough to call or text 800-810-8060, 800-810-8060. You can text CWA to 800-810-8060. If you call in, Michael, Christopher, or Christian will be happy to help you. Just to, and really, it's just to get set up, to get in front of Kelly and talk about your financial life. 800-810-8060. Kelly, we got one more segment here. What are we doing?
We do. We have questions from listeners. Lots of questions today about taxes, how to create income, lots of fun things. Stay tuned. Kelly's Bull Market News.
Q&A with Kelly Slaught on Kelly's Bull Market News. Kelly's book is The Great Retirement Mystery, How to Avoid the Six Biggest Blunders. It's a great read and an educational read wherever you are in your financial life. Even though retirement is in the name, there's a lot there that applies to everyone and their financial strategies. Speaking of education, she's got more webinars coming up June 27th for accredited investors only on private placements and alternatives, and Thursday, July 11th for the public. It's open to the public with Dr. Joanne Feeney, a special guest speaker, and an economic update, an overall economic view with Dr. Feeney joining Kelly on that one. You can get signed up. Click the events tab at CaliforniaWealthAdvisors.com and follow California Wealth Advisors on Facebook and LinkedIn. How do you get a question to Kelly? That's easy enough. Actually, you can just go to CaliforniaWealthAdvisors.com or email Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y, at CaliforniaWealthAdvisors.com. Here's one from Covina to open it up, Kelly. It's nice to hear someone explaining finances in just plain speak. I enjoy your show. You talk about steady income in retirement. How do you build that?
I just had a seminar on how to do that, actually. I'll probably record that and put that on my website. So go to my website if you want to listen to that webinar. That was on June 4th. So how to create income, how to create steady income in retirement. Really important question, because you want to replace that paycheck, usually. People are not working anymore. They need to replace that paycheck. Well, how do I do that? Well, I look at my mass proprietary process. I look at M, the market. I look at A, alternatives. I look at S, safe money. And when I talk about the safe money side, that can create income for you that will be guaranteed for your life, your spouse's life. And I think it's fabulous to have that as part of your portfolio. Again, we have economic times that are coming at us, and we don't necessarily know what's going to happen with those. So to have some of your portfolio that's going to create income steady for your life is really comforting for a lot of folks. And then we look at M as the market, A as alternatives, to create income off of those as well. We have many income programs that we work with within those particular asset classes that really are beneficial for folks. And especially when you're a little worried about markets and you're not sure about things, to have that steady income flow. And again, we have programs that we work with that provide that. Then that, again, is just a nice peace of mind for you when you're looking at your overall financial house. So, again, if this is something that you need, that you're looking for, you're very interested to create for yourself, I would say call us, get yourself on our calendar, either in my Anaheim office or my Santa Barbara office, and let's go over what you need, and then I'll come up with some recommendations for you specifically.
And you can give Kelly a call at 800-810-8060, 800-810-8060. From Anaheim, you're so knowledgeable, so thank you for all of your insights on the show. How do you come up with investment portfolios for your clients?
Oh, that's a great question. Okay, so how do I come up with investment portfolios for my clients? Well, it depends on you, right? I'm taking my 40 years of experience in working in markets and financial field to the table to you to really get help you understand, well, this is what I need, this is what's available to me. And so that's what I ask. What's your risk tolerance? What's your time frame? What kind of income do you need? Or do you want growth and you're looking for legacy passing? So that's how I create portfolios for folks based on a lot of the questions I ask you, which is what I do in that first meeting. So that first meeting that we have, I like people to bring in their financial statements so I can have something to reference. But I'm going to ask you a lot of questions about what's your budget? What assets do you have? What do you need from the assets that you have? What are you trying to attain for yourself? And then I'll take all of that and use my knowledge and my background to come up with specific recommendations for you. And it's different for every single person that sits in front of me. I do not have portfolio A, B, or C that I put people into. I do not do that. I tailor make portfolios specifically for you. So if that's what you're looking for, that's what we provide. And then that's how I do it. I really ask a lot of questions about you and what you need and really help you get there.
And again, you can email a question to Kelly at Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y, Kelly at CaliforniaWealthAdvisors.com. It's Q&A on Kelly's Bull Market News with Kelly Slaught. Here's Newport Beach. I have sold a rental property, but I really don't want to pay the taxes on all my gains. Can you help?
Ah, yes. So it sounds like that's a 1031 exchange you're doing. Selling a rental property, just to explain to folks that don't know, when you have a rental property and you want to sell it, and you don't want to pay the taxes, then you want to do a 1031 exchange. So it sounds like this gentleman here is selling his property or sold his property, and now he's in a period where, oh, I'm going to have to pay a lot of taxes on this if I don't do something. So that's where we come to the rescue in a lot of cases, because we do have 1031 exchange programs you can go into. So you're selling a rental property, you don't want to manage it anymore, you still want the income from it, and you also don't want to pay the taxes. That's what we bring to the table, all satisfying all of those. So we have probably 10 or 15 different 1031 exchanges available at any one time for people to go into. And we look at the loan-to-value ratio that you have on the property. We look at the income streams you're looking for based, and then we look at the different ones that we have to offer and kind of match those up for you. We do not have to negotiate anything. Or the 45-day and the 180-day rule that usually applies to 1031 exchange almost goes out the window, because we have the properties we can close on tomorrow. These are multi-billion-dollar companies that are putting together these programs for you. So they're wonderful, and I've done many of them over the years. You do have to be an accredited investor to work with us for these. And you do have to be a client as well. So if this is something that you're doing or you're interested in, or you're thinking about selling a rental property because maybe the time is right, or you've made a lot of profit, or you just don't want to manage a property anymore. I have so many of my clients, as you can imagine, Dave, are California residents that have made a lot of money over the years on their rental properties, and they just don't want to manage them anymore. Well, they want to sell it because the time is right. They're going to get a good price, or maybe an offer came out of the blue, and they want to sell it. But then they look at the taxes they'd have to pay, and they go, oh, I don't really want to pay the taxes. Right. Well, we have ways to help with that. So if you're interested in 1031 exchanges, DSTs, deferred Delaware Statutory Trust, we also call them, then by all means, give us a call. We can help you with that. We have lots of programs, like I say, available at any one time. So want to sell that rental property, and it doesn't have to be like to like. It just has to be a rental property to another rental property. So it could be a warehouse that you're selling, and I could go into apartment buildings for you, for instance. So just, we cover all of that when we chat about it. But if that's of interest to you, give us a call, and we'll see how we can help.
Do that. Call in 800-810-8060, 800-810-8060. Here is another person who is not a fan of taxes. This is in L.A. I'm selling my business, and I'm going to have huge taxes unless I do something. What can I do? I hate paying taxes.
Yeah, we want to disinherit the IRS as much as we can, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is perfect. I have a couple of people I'm working with right now that are selling their businesses. So he's selling his business. He's going to have huge gains. I mean, one of my clients, his cost basis is zero. He's selling his business for $5 million. That's a lot of tax gains or tax hit, I should say, that he'd have to pay. And my client hates it as well. So what can we do? Well, we do have programs available for you for that. We do have opportunity zones that we can do. We have oil and gas programs we can put you into to give you immediate tax write-offs that will also create tax advantage income, by the way. And then we have different kinds of trusts we can set up for folks as well. And I am not an estate planning attorney, but we work with many estate planning attorneys and different attorneys that set up these types of trusts for you to make sure it's the right trust and you're getting out of it what you need. And avoiding those taxes, right? We want to do that. So again, you have to be an accredited investor to work with us for these. You do have to be a client to work with us for these as well. So if this is something of interest to you, then definitely call us and see how we can help. Selling a business, and we can work on these programs not just with selling a business. I have a lot of clients that are selling their businesses and retiring. But selling your business, it could be your primary place of residence because you cannot do 1031 exchanges with those. It could be I have a client that's selling a very expensive car, and he's going to have to pay a lot of taxes unless he does something. Well, we're working on programs for him to do as well. So it could be any highly appreciated asset that you want to sell, but you don't want to pay the taxes. That's when people call us and get on our calendar to go over what the options are for you. So if that's you, I'd say give us a call.
And we got about a minute here for Santa Barbara. I am retiring next month, and I have $2.3 million in my retirement accounts. I need to create income, though, once I retire. How can you help?
Yeah, exactly. So this is what we do all day and every day is so $2.3 million in a retirement account and you want to create income off of that. Well, again, I'm going to ask what kind of income do you need? Do you need 8% off of that? Do you need $200,000 off of that? Do you need $50,000? Whatever it is you need is we're going to create a portfolio for you that will satisfy that. So again, we're going to put ourselves in your shoes with our knowledge and come up with an appropriate plan for you. So whatever it is that you need, it's specific to you. We're going to design an investment plan that's specific to you. So if you're going to retire soon, like this caller is, you have a business that you're selling, you have an event that's happening in your life, and you really do need some professional management on your side, that's where we come to the table to really help people. We become a resource for you. Many of our clients become very dear friends. You're really almost a family here, which is great. And we're going to provide those solutions to those challenges that we see for you. So my radio show callers are very special to me. We do reserve time in our calendar for you. So if you're a listener now and you're thinking about getting on the calendar, my staff knows what to do and how to put you on the calendar to make sure that we're satisfying what you're looking for, or that we're at least trying to satisfy what you're looking for, creating that diversification. We have so many people come to us and they're just not diversified. They're all in one or two or three mutual funds. They're all in the stock market. They don't really have diversification. And just because you have a large 401k or a large trust account does not mean you have a plan, and it does not mean you're diversified either. So a lot of times people come to us and they just don't realize the challenges that I see in their portfolio because they've only been in portfolio A, B, or C at one of the big wirehouses, for instance. Well, we do not do that. We're going to actually tailor make a portfolio for you. So we're very privileged in getting involved in people's lives and providing the solutions that they need to get them to where they want to be. So I do own a financial services company. We are here to help as many people as we can. We do want to bring those high-level strategies to the table for you, that professional wealth management that you might be looking for. So if that's you, give us a call. I like that first meeting to be in my Anaheim office or my Santa Barbara office. If you have $1 million, $2 million, $10 million, or anywhere in between, and you're very serious about needing some help, please be serious about needing some help. Give us a call. My staff is waiting for your call right now.
At 800-810-8060, 800-810-8060, and you can text CWA for California Wealth Advisors to 800-810-8060, 800-810-8060. Also, CaliforniaWealthAdvisors.com. Click the events tab to make sure you can attend. And don't miss the upcoming webinars, June 27th for accredited investors only, private placements and alternatives, and July 11th, open to the public. Dr. Joanne Feeney joining in with an economic update. Again, at CaliforniaWealthAdvisors.com, click the events tab and be with us next week. We're back same time. Kelly Slaught and Kelly's Bull Market News.
Kelly Slaught offers securities and advisory services through Centaurus Financial Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Centaurus Financial Incorporated and California Wealth Advisors are not affiliated companies. The opinions expressed on this radio show are not intended to be a recommendation or investment advice and does not constitute a solicitation to buy, sell, or hold a security or an investment strategy. The views and opinions expressed are for information and educational purposes only.